I mean, no one in his administration other than Flynn, who they got rid of right away, would tell him he had all these CFR globalist people on the board of George Soros' foundation, like Fiona Hill and General McMaster, who'd worked for Soros. And then literally, I would tell Trump this, and they fought, and then they freaked out and had, again, 60 Minutes programs attacking me. And again, this is the answer. This is why I'm telling you all this. It's not about me. It's just I've experienced it. So I'm an eyewitness. It's not hearsay. Everybody knows this stuff in D.C. You know, there's former Mueller deputy on Trump. Government's going to kill this guy. So this is not even my opinion. And so I know what the campaign says. They said, yeah, that's dark, you know, to talk about martial law. And so see, what's happening here is the media attacks Trump and says, oh, he's crazy. He says the election was stolen. And then they don't want to point out it was stolen because the media attacks Trump when he says it's stolen. They attack him so he won't say it because it's the truth and people know it and it unifies the population to fight back against it and to pass laws blocking it. So when they tell you not to talk about something and that it's discrediting, it's because they don't want you talking about it because it's the opposite. Hey, why isn't Trump talking about the 325,000 missing kids enough and then saying we're going to find them, we're going to prosecute Mayorkas and Harris that were over it? Well, you know, he is talking about it, but, you know, that's a little dark. I was watching Fox News before I went live, getting a cup of coffee in the break room. And I watched it for about 5 minutes, and they had the lower third, the Chirons, and the so-called conservatives were on there, over the host, the guest. Harris doesn't care enough about the border. Voters worried she doesn't care. She doesn't care. Her and Mayorkas totally opened it into the DNA testing so they could smuggle kids without their family, delivered them all over the country into slave labor and sex slavery. Biden said, when I get elected, immediately surge the border. They brought in UN NGOs to run it. The Border Patrol facilitates the smuggling. The head of the Border Patrol unions exposed that years ago. And their attack on her is she doesn't care enough. It should be they've deliberately destroyed the border. Here's clips of them saying it. You got clips of both of them saying there shouldn't even be a border. But see, normal people, and I don't say that meanly, just normal pundits, and they respond to whatever the other side puts out, and the way they define things always boils it down into pap, where you're not even responding to the reality. So whoever's running the Biden administration, the deep state, they already had a coup there, has put out a national martial law directive, including lethal force, a month ago. Finally got coverage this week. I've been talking about it every day. And they've caught the CIA and FBI bringing in ISIS and Iranian hit teams that actually never worked for ISIS or Iran, that the CIA created. And then whistleblowers in the FBI bust them, thank God. That's why you don't want to make the whole FBI your enemy. The top's total criminals involved in the human smuggling trap. It's total evil. The average people aren't. And they're getting us a lot of information. But why do you think everything leaked that the Governor Whitmer kidnapping plot was fake? Oh, the FBI accidentally turned over all the raw tapes of them setting up everybody. No, the FBI put that in the evidence. Good people leaked that. It's now come out. At risk to their lives, let me tell you. So I'm not an apologist for the FBI. I'm just saying, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. And understand, there's a civil war over the future of this country, the good guys, the bad guys, all throughout corporations, academia, government, everywhere. Ecclesiastical. And that's what the globalists are scared of, and that's what paralyzes them, knowing that there's all these whistleblowers inside the system. But my job is to study the globalist and point out their past activity, how they operate, and what their next moves, from all the probabilities, will be. So we're now 17 days out, and they've promised all hell's going to break loose. And they're promising a new January 6th. They're going to try to set us up again. So people better have their heads on a swivel, and we need to get this issue out there up front. Because I get electioneering and promoting Trump and a better America, and all that's great to get him to win. The evidence is overwhelming. He's going to win in a landslide. It won't be called that because, you know, there's a big fraud he's got to get over, but it's going to be a win, barring them killing him. So now we got to start focusing on the hell they're promising to create the, quote, civil war conditions. Is it that kind of important? While they then accuse him of going to create the conditions, while they then admit they're going to create the conditions. Again, they think you're stupid. It's like her and all these other audiences, I'm going to ban fracking. 1 week later, she's on with Trump. He says, you're going to ban fracking. I never said that. You're crazy. Thank God Brett Baer actually, you know, on one of the other issues, played a clip of her saying one thing, and then she just said something else, and she got totally pissed. These people are easy to beat, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, they think you're so dumb. They're running around saying martial law, civil war conditions. They're going to arrest all the MAGA people. You know, too bad Trump didn't get killed. The government's going to kill this guy. And then they turn around and say Trump's doing that with no evidence of it. So here's a clip of me, you know, right after they tried to kill Trump. There's a bunch of these saying they're going to try to get him with a surface-to-air missile and blame it on Iran and then be able to strike Iran at the same time. Two birds with one stone. And my point is, finally, Trump got the gears going. It took them over a month, but they got it done. An example of we can get stuff done and we can get these other big issues front and center. Here it is. How many times did I say Trump's plane is going to have an emergency? And they'll do it where it's not as obvious, make an engine go out, or his plane blows up. And everybody's like, oh my God, Alex Jones is right again. I had the dream again last night. I remembered almost all of it. And it was a bomb on the Trump jumbo jet. And it was in the dream me trying to warn Trump they're going to blow his plane up. They're going to blow his plane up. I've had a lot of dreams that come true, and I'm not saying it's going to come true, but I had a dream a week ago, and I had it again last night. And I told listeners I had a really horrible dream last week, but I couldn't remember much of it. But it was one of those waking dreams. It's really intense. You wake up in a sweat, really upset. I don't know, that happens to me a couple times a year, and I've had them come true. I've also had them be narrowly averted. So I'm not trying to get into a bunch of metaphysical stuff here, but.
Let's stop right here. It's no big deal. I talk fast. This morning I said, 2 hours ago, I said, hey, get me the clip of where I say Iran's going to use surface-to-air missiles, but it's not going to be Iran. They're going to blame Iran for surface-to-air missiles. The main threat is a surface-to-air missile. Yes, I also said they put a bomb on the plane. But a bomb on the plane is not a surface-to-air missile. So I want the archivist to find, I said it like 500 times, it won't be hard, surface-to-air missile, and when we put this as an archive to X, later today, the full show, I want that added in there, and we'll cut me explaining it out here. But I'm going to say it because it got missed. Surface-to-air missile, 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 surface-to-air missile. I want the clip of me talking about surface-to-air missile and Trump needs anti-missile defense systems. Surface-to-air missile, surface-to-air missile, surface-to-air missile.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, the AlexJonesStore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at the AlexJonesStore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at the AlexJonesStore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at the AlexJonesStore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock.